USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House doctors say President Trump is no longer at risk of spreading the coronavirus. In a memo, White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said the president's symptoms have all improved. He'd been fever-free for over 24 hours, and there's no longer evidence of actively replicating virus. The president addressed his critics Sunday on Fox News that say it's too early for him to be holding in-person events.
Well, the doctors, the White House doctors, as you know, are the best, and they said totally free of spreading. There's no spread, and it wasn't yesterday either. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, I was on a balcony. The closest person was probably a couple of hundred feet away. And they were down in on grass. There was nobody even close to me yesterday. But even yesterday, I knew I was free. I beat this crazy, horrible China virus.
Trump is scheduled to resume campaign activities tomorrow with a rally in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
In the era of COVID, more and more employers are telling their employees they can work from home. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on one tech giant that's expanding its remote working policies.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett will emphasize that it's her belief the court shouldn't be creating policy when her confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. In the text of her opening statement released on Sunday, Barrett will also talk about her mentor, Justice Antonin Scalia, and how he shaped her views on law and family. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Louisiana residents are cleaning up again as the remnants of Hurricane Delta continue to bring severe weather to the southeast. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Rain from the remnants of Hurricane Delta is saturating states across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. The Weather Prediction Center saying the once major hurricane is expected to drop 3 to 6 inches of rain in parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, the cleanup continues.
Right now, we're assessing new damage. We're looking at new fresh damage from Delta and damage on top of damage from Laura. So it's going to take a little time to kind of peel all that away and really understand the full wake of Delta and what it's left behind.
FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning for a recall from Ashtel Studios due to misbranding of hand sanitizer packaged in pouches. Last month, poison control officials warned parents about a hand sanitizer product packaged in a pouch that a child could mistake as a snack. Rafael Nadal has won his 13th French Open championship, downing Novak Djokovic in straight sets Sunday in the final. The victory gives Nadal 20 Grand Slam titles, tying him with rival Roger Federer for most all-time and extending his record for most French Open victories. His 13 titles at Roland Garros are the most by any player in a Grand Slam tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.